Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Happy Monday to all of you out there. We hope you're having a great Monday wherever you are and whatever you're doing today. Back in 2003, Pixar Animation Studios released a short film entitled Bounden. You may have seen it at the beginning of the movie The Incredibles. Bounden is a cute short film and has a great message in the story that it tells, so we wanted to share that with you today. The opening scene of this Pixar short film is a sheep with a beautiful white coat. This white, bright coat is a source of pride to him. He loved to dance for all the animals on the prairie. Then one day, he gets his coat shorn, and he's a little red skinny thing with his beautiful coat recently trimmed, and he becomes the laughingstock of all of his friends. Then along comes a jackalope, which they define as a mythical horn-adorned rabbit of American Western folklore. And the jackalope says to the sheep, "Hey kid, why the mope?" The sheep is sad and sniffling and says, "I used to be something, all covered with fluff, and I'd dance in the sunlight and show off my stuff. But now," he says, "my friends all laugh at me. They think I look ridiculous, all pink." And the jackalope says, "Pink, pink, what's wrong with pink? Sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. And when you find that you're down, just look around. You still got a body, good legs, and fine feet. Get your head in the right place, and hey, you're complete." So basically, this jackalope is telling the lamb that he needs to change his attitude about the situation and get up whenever you fall down. True, he doesn't have his beautiful white coat to dance in the prairie for all of his friends, but he does still have fine feet. He can still dance. He just has to get over the fact that, at the moment, he's a shorn sheep and he's totally pink. The jackalope's counsel to him, and they kind of sing it, "Bound, bound, and rebound," is a great message for all of us. Sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. Bound and rebound, meaning pick yourself up when you fall down and get back up again and get back in the game. Now, that's easier said than done, right? We've all had days where we're up and we've all had days where we're down. There was a great quote in this month's Ensign from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, who is in the first presidency of the church, and it's from an article entitled Saints for All Seasons, and he talks about those different ups and downs, and this is what he says. "The question is not whether we will experience seasons of adversity, but how we will weather the storms. Our great opportunity during the ever-changing seasons of life is to hold fast to the faithful word of God, for his counsel is designed not only to help us weather the storms of life, but also to guide us past them. Our Heavenly Father has given his word through his prophets, precious knowledge designed to lead us through the challenges of difficult seasons toward the unspeakable joy and brilliant light of eternal life. It is an important part of our life's experience to develop the strength, courage, and integrity to hold fast to truth and righteousness despite the buffeting we may experience." His last line is so powerful when he says that basically, despite the buffeting that we experience or the trials or the difficulties, a big part of that is learning to develop strength, courage, and integrity. Do we think about that while we're in the middle of a trial? Sometimes when we're in the middle of something really difficult, all we want to do is just get out of it, and we can't really see around it or ahead. But it's interesting how President Uchtdorf said that God can lead us through it toward the unspeakable joy and brilliant light of eternal life. That's really quite comforting, and that's the message that we wanted to share with you today. So when those storms come, because we know they'll come to everyone, we hope you'll remember this little story about the sheep who lost his coat but still was able to bound and rebound, meaning that he was able to pick himself up when he fell. We hope that that can be true for all of us. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, maybe you've had an experience where this happened to you and you'd like to share so that we can all benefit, please send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Season for Courage, and it's featuring John McVeigh. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great day.
paved with chances to step up to higher ground. You can see your destination, but the sun is going down. It's a season for courage. Wherever you are, stand up a little taller. Season for courage. The time is right now. Don't you know you just can't lose? All you gotta do is choose. And it's a season for courage. There is more than you imagine, locked behind your disbelief. There is magic in beginning. You just take one step, just one small step. And it's a season for courage. Wherever you are, stand up a little taller. A season for courage. The time is right now. You know you just can't lose. All you gotta do is choose. And choose and choose. Every moment. Who you want to be. And as the walls come down, you will see. The reason it's a season for courage. It's a season for courage.